Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trade deadline comes, goes, no move for the Redskins. How do you feel? 800-636-1067. Perfectly fine with it. I think they were too banged up. I think it was difficult probably to get anything done based on the shape their roster is in right now. I also did not want to trade draft picks for players that weren't controllable. And generally speaking, guys who are controllable for the next couple of seasons are not being moved unless they're malcontents in the current organization that they're in. They come with baggage. But I'm not trading a fourth or a fifth round pick or a third round pick for some impact player for a half season.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to help this team enough. I don't think there's any answer out there where you go, all you got to do is give up a fourth rounder, division's yours. That's just not on the table this year, right?
I probably would have traded Terrell Pryor if someone was willing to give me a mid to late round draft pick. But I mean, what is someone going to give you? I'm not trading him for a seventh rounder.
Yeah, I trade him for a compliment at this point, but I get your point.
I'm not trading him for a sixth rounder. No one's giving you a fifth rounder for a guy that's not performing for a half season. People aren't doing that. So I just don't think it was realistic that anything was going to go down. But I get that you wanted some help. Offensive line right now, no answers. It's just banged up. There's nobody that's healthy. Running back situation is not good. Rob Kelly, Samaje Perine have both disappointed this season. And that's a position where they got to get better, I think, through the draft this offseason. Or Samaje Perine's got to take a step forward and is just going to have to play more to do that. Bringing in Jay Ajayi wouldn't have done anything. I heard the junkies today talking about this. I've heard a lot of people saying, why didn't the Redskins go try to get a guy like Jay Ajayi? First of all, he's got bone-on-bone knee problems. No, thank you. Second of all, you think suddenly you're just going to have running room when Jay Ajayi shows up? Have you seen that you get hit in the backfield or at the line of scrimmage every time you carry the ball?
Yeah, Miami's offense is doing the same thing the Redskins' offense is in terms of running the ball. The Redskins throw it a lot better. The Dolphins can't do either. But running the ball, Ajayi, a guy that's coming off a 1,300-yard season, on pace, by the way, had he played all 16 games, would have been in the 1,500-yard range, is at 3.4 yards a pop because he can't get out of the backfield because there's someone back there every time.
Dennis Dodd, who is a great college football writer, is going to join us at 10:30 in about 10 minutes to talk about the first release yesterday of the college football playoff rankings. Alabama not listed number one, despite being unbeaten.
Trolling.
A lot of people surprised by that. Let's go to Andrew in Annapolis to get started. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. You know, I heard you just say you wouldn't trade draft picks, but I know, Danny, you said the other day that you were, like, really disappointed with how our draft picks have been doing lately. And even if it's a fourth-round pick, fifth-round pick, whatever, I mean, I don't see the harm in acquiring a known asset or somebody that we already, you know and is proven in the NFL instead of taking another chance and possibly, you know, swinging and missing on a college player.
I don't hate the angle, and let me respond to it. It's kind of the, what I argue with Wizards fans all the time, kind of the Ernie Grunfeld angle, where you go, well, if we have a draft pick, you're going to screw it up. Okay, well, I understand that, but you still can't think that way. You still can't operate, meaning we've had so many mistakes in the past that we won't get this next one right. You've got to try to get the next one right. Like, I think drafting Sua Cravens turns out to be a mistake. You can't predict that. You've got to try again to fill your holes on your team with the cheap and available talent that is the draft.
They've also had a lot of success. Sheriff is a Pro Bowler. Trent Williams is a fringe All-Pro. Those guys drafted in the first round. But if you want to talk fourth round, Jamison Crowder, Bashaud Breeland, they have been able to find guys in the mid to late round. Spencer Long, starting center, third round. So, yeah, there are failures that Danny has alluded to. There's also successes that don't get focused on nearly as often, I feel like. But if I'm going to trade a draft pick for a proven commodity, as you speak to, I don't think that's a terrible idea, Andrew. It better be a commodity with controllability that is going to be here next year.
So Ajayi has 1 more year left on his deal, but he's, as you alluded to, the injury is a ticking time bomb, according to the Dolphins.
Let's go to Bo Woodbridge. Let's rattle off some calls. Bo, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, dude.
I want to say I wasn't disappointed that we didn't make no trade. I feel just like you feel. The good franchises in the league, they don't trade players or draft picks for players. They trade players for draft picks. That's what the Patriots do every year. The Steelers do it. The team. And it's like you said, we're not one player away. And the last caller made a comment that we haven't done good drafting, but most of our core players now are off draft picks that we picked 2-3 years ago to develop.
Yeah, they've been a lot better draft in the last couple of years than these several before it, in my opinion. And you look at some of the numbers. He makes a good point on the Patriots too, Danny.
Yeah.
They always trade players for picks. It's hard to act as if until you're there, though. You have a luxury of dealing players for compensation through the draft when you're New England that you may not have if you're trying to get to their level. John's in Sterling on the Fan. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Grant, you talked about this a little bit earlier when you mentioned Terrell Pryor. I just kind of feel like where this team is at right now, the only guys that actually have some value that we could actually get something back for are the guys that I wouldn't be willing to part with. They're guys that are going to be core guys for the next couple of years. And those that are sort of, I don't know, expendable, for lack of a better word, we wouldn't get anything for. We'd either get laughed at or we'd get, like, a bag of deflated footballs or something like that. There would be no return for it.
Right. You call someone about Ryan Kerrigan, they're answering, they're giving you something. You want to trade that guy? No, thank you. You call someone and offer up, you know, a young developing player coming into their own like Jamison Crowder, you're going to get a nice draft pick back for him.
Right.
I would like to keep him on my roster.
But I want Jamison Crowder. He's better for me than he is for somebody else.
You know what would be interesting is, and this is not something I'd be willing to do. You couldn't have done it anyway because he's injured, like always. But Jordan Reed just got signed to an extension.
Yeah.
If you just decided this guy's never going to be healthy, he's got a contract, everyone knows now what the numbers are, they could take that contract on, you could trade a player like that. Again, I'm not willing to do that because he's too talented. But if the Redskins just decided I'm tired of him being out 4 weeks a season and questionable three other times,
I wouldn't take that off the table. Honestly, at this point, if you just get so frustrated by what you just said, you can make that move.
Jeff's in Fairfax on the Fan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm actually not disappointed that they didn't do anything. Like you guys said, anyone that we had worth giving up is now in a vital starting role for this team. And, Dan, you kind of stole my line that the Wizards hand out draft picks like Halloween candy, that I don't want to see my football team do the same thing.
Appreciate you, man. They did it for a long time. It didn't work out. I give Bruce Allen a lot of credit. Started with Shanahan. It's carried over. They do value draft picks way more now.
And it used to be they hated them. They hated draft picks. Just throw in a second rounder to make sure you get Mark Brunell. Throw in a second rounder to make sure you get Clinton Portis. Throw in a draft pick to make sure you get T.J. Duckett. I mean, they loved getting rid of draft picks.
Did they give up a third rounder for Duckett?
A third round. They loved throwing in draft picks, and it drove me insane. This is way better. Now, you got to hit more, and you got to develop more, and you get more out of it, but it's a better trend, certainly.
Let's go to Matt in Stafford on Grant and Danny. We're talking about the Redskins not making any moves on yesterday's trade deadline. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Goose has made it obvious throughout the years that he has no interest in bringing Cousins back, but it seems like this would have been a good opportunity to get a weapon, a wide receiver like a T.Y. Hilton or Jarvis Landry to kind of say, hey, we want you here.
If you go get him a weapon, I'm sure he's more inclined to want to hang because a lot of the decisions that are going to be made by him this offseason are going to be surrounded on where do I have the best chance to thrive, succeed individually and as a team. So if you've got another helpful wide receiver, it's Doxson and that guy instead of Doxson and Pryor coming back and or whatever kid you just drafted to replace Terrell Pryor. It's probably a benefit. Landry, contract up at the end of the year. T.Y. Hilton, I believe, is controllable and under contract. He signed an extension,
yes,
didn't he?
Yes, a huge, pretty big number.
However, number one, it's a big enough number that I think it could be a cap issue. Number two, what do you have to give up to get him? I mean, so you'd have T.Y. Hilton, Josh Doxson. It sounds great on paper. But if you're paying Kirk Cousins $27, $28 million keeping him around, now you're paying T.Y. Hilton a bunch of money. You just decided you weren't going to spend on the wide receiver position. You were going to go younger and a little bit cheaper. You're going to change your mind after a year after you let Garcon and Jackson walk? I don't see where that's that practical.
Not consistent, certainly.
Good phone calls. We will get back into the Redskins in just a little bit. If you want to line them up, you can continue to at 800-636-1067. Dennis Dodd is as good as any writer in the country when it comes to breaking down college football. The first playoff rankings came out last night. Alabama was not number one. There was a lot of shock around the college football world. We'll talk to Dennis Dodd about that next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.